I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A lesbian mother in Alabama wants the U.S. Supreme Court to review an Alabama decision declaring adoptions invalid. In 2007, the woman adopted her long-term partner's three children. When the couple broke up, the former partner prevented the other from seeing the children. She asked Alabama Supreme Court to enforce her visitation rights, but instead the justices declared her adoption invalid. Kathy Sakamura is an attorney with the National Center for Lesbian Rights representing the woman. She says the court's decision has far-reaching implications.
It undermines not only same-sex parents' ability to be recognized securely as parents, but all adoptive parents and really anyone with any sort of court order, people with divorces, with money judgments. We really have to have a system in place where people's judgments are final from state to state.
The woman is also requesting an emergency stay of the court's order so she can see her children for the first time since April. The Alabama Secretary of State's office says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to visit the state Saturday for a rally at the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex. The rally is free and is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. Tickets for the event can be found online. Trump also visited Alabama in August for a rally in Mobile, which will host Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson for a rally and fundraiser on Thursday. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says 10 presidential candidates have visited the state. Southern states have banded together in a so-called SEC primary on March 1st to try drawing more interest in the region from presidential contenders. If you know what happens after you say the phrase Frau Blücher, then there's a theater production you might like. The University of Alabama Theater and Dance Companies are putting on the stage version of Young Frankenstein. The musical comedy is based on Mel Brooks' film starring Gene Wilder and Madeline Kahn. Jamie Shore is marketing and PR manager for UA's theater and dance program. He says even young audiences should get the jokes from this 1970s classic.
With Mel Brooks, I think with his style of comedy, I mean, he's universal. I think whether you're 2 or you're 92, you know who Mel Brooks is. And as far as the comedy goes, it goes in the same way as well.
The show runs until Friday, and there will be a Sunday matinee. You can get tickets at ua.tix.com. Cloudy skies and windy with gusts up to 40 miles per hour tonight in the Tennessee Valley with lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And an 80% chance of a late thunderstorm in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.